Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Gaza. Conversation with Richard Goldberg of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. 5 things that must not happen once the IDF has driven Hamas, the gangsters, out of Gaza. Most important to my understanding, Palestinian Authority must not be invited into Gaza to supervise. Palestinian Authority in the West Bank is as unacceptable as Hamas in many instances, the pay-for-play part of Mahmoud Abbas's long and not very honest, corrupt campaign to hold on to as much money as possible and make promises. Must not let the PA back in. Must not let nation Qatar and Turkey back in. They supplied the war material that built those tunnels. Turkey's asking for 250,000 migrants from Gaza to settle in northern Cyprus or the Kurdish parts of Turkey. Must not happen. And Qatar must be disinvited, according to Richard Goldberg. And then I turn to the question that's on everybody's mind about China. Is this a war? Is this intentionally a war? Right now, James Fennell, former U.S. Navy captain, retired, former director of intelligence and information operations at the U.S. Pacific Fleet, gives an explanation of the Shandong, one of the 3 carriers that the PLA Navy has, proceeding into the South China Sea with its carrier strike force. Is it there to intimidate the Philippines? Has China decided Taiwan's too tough a nut to crack? Let's go at the Philippines, the weak little Philippines. Well, the U.S. has a relationship with the Philippines, and the question we ask, Gordon Chang joins us, is the U.S. ready to respond should this come to blows or violence in the South China Sea off of the Second Thomas Shoal? Off to a conversation about Guyana, a target of Venezuela, the pirates, meaning to grab two-thirds, three-quarters of little Guyana and lay claim to the natural resources there, the gold, all the other metals in the ground, plus the oil offshore, 11 billion barrels. Maduro very much deceived the Biden administration that he was reforming his ways. Well, he has not. And what is the U.S. going to do about it is the question that John Bolton asked, former ambassador to the United Nations, former national security advisor. He also has some fun facts. The United States got involved in the arbitration, the negotiation, the treaty, the end of the conflict between Great Britain, because once it was British Guiana, and Georgetown, Guiana. It's a small state. It never had very many people in it. And supervising or mediating or arbitrating was the United States government, led by Richard Olney, the Secretary of State. And there were 2 justices from the Supreme Court, 2 British justices, and then a Russian, John told me, was the 5th vote. The resolution was, this is Guiana, this is Venezuela. Venezuela has protested that for many years. The revelation in it is that the British colonial secretary at the time, the Minister of Colonial Affairs, was a man named Joseph Chamberlain, who is the father of Austen Chamberlain and Joseph Chamberlain, Neville Chamberlain, the man whom we point to for making mistakes when there was an aggressor in Europe in the 1930s, and he thought he could deal with him. He thought he could handle him. Hitler, of course. So the Chamberlain family makes a guest appearance in the Guyana-Venezuela dispute of 1899, and here it is again. And John does not recommend following the Chamberlain family concession. They are from Birmingham. They were excellent mayors, excellent supervisors. There's a lot to say about the Chamberlain family, but the surprise is they popped up in this dispute. And then I'm off to the south of France with Simon Constable. Rain, rain, rain. Huge storm blowing off of the Atlantic straight across to Occitane. I promised Simon the sun would be back. He wanted to know when. The book tonight is a great conversation with Gary Bass, Professor Gary Bass, whose new book is Judgment at Tokyo, which is selling very well. Amazon reports that there are no copies at hand. It's a 900 pages, carefully researched, well-written story of Victor's justice, the prosecution of members of the Japanese War Cabinet once the U.S. had taken control of the islands in 1945, with MacArthur the de facto manager, boss of Tokyo. Yes, the emperor stays in place at the palace, but the war crimes trial goes forward 46 to 48. It's difficult to read that now and find fair or just or resolute or sensible or proportionate rendering of justice. It's a war. Bad things happen. The Victor's justice is a tough charge. The Japanese were very unhappy, and yet they are a great culture. I've visited and was extremely taken with the Japanese culture in Tokyo. It's the irony, neither good nor bad, plenty of both, and spending a lifetime on this good earth. And that's the first of 2 hours with Gary Bass. I'll play the second one later this week. I hope to get it up Friday. There's so much war. There's violence in all directions and threatened violence in all directions. And then a conversation about Beijing using cyber hackers, predators online to penetrate all kinds of systems in the U.S., targeting especially the Indo-Pacific and what Blaine Holt, U.S. Air Force General retired, identifies as a preparation for war. The water supplies, the electricity supplies, the ship handling, it doesn't matter. The Chinese are predatory in their use of the Internet. Gordon Chang and I speak to Blaine. And then a conversation about Taiwan and its election coming up mid-January with Steve Yates and the manipulation of the electorate by, again, the Chinese hackers and influencers. I learned that they use TikTok and YouTube. The Chinese bad actors are not super clever. They're super obvious. And they believe that the U.S. is inferior, can't defend itself. Above my pay grade. Right now, it's just that they're manipulating the audience in Taiwan. And I can't say the outcome, although Gordon tells me that the present vice president of the DPP is very likely the winner. And that will continue the policy of defying the mainland and being a free republic. Bob Zimmerman also joins. We have a fun conversation about Jeff Bezos, who owns Blue Origin, a rocket company that started about the same time as SpaceX, but has fallen way behind. It's now giving a tour of its factory, I think in New Orleans or in Louisiana. I don't know why they're so far behind. I don't know if they can catch up. It's never good to be second. They started at the same time, and my understanding, Bob's told me, is that they still haven't succeeded in building their first rocket engine to match what SpaceX put up 10 years ago. And then finally, a farewell to Voyager 1. The computer on Voyager 1 has been operating for 50 years. 50 years? Almost 50 years. Launched in the late 70s. And it's winding down. It's doing that HAL 9000. Daisy, Daisy, you know, the end of 2001. Well, anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it before I sing Daisy. Thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, There are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at WashableSofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit WashableSofas.com today and save. That's WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.